wonderful there. God is good. And all the time, God is good. And if you don't think He's good, just think of where you could be this morning. God has allowed us to be blessed enough to continue to be here. He has made a way for us when we didn't have a way. He has made a way for us when we didn't know the way. And He has made a way for us that we may learn the way. So be thankful to God, for He is wonderful. He is everlasting. He is a good God. This morning, the scripture reading was from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, and verse number 26. And no, we're not doing the communion early, but we're going to be talking about it. I want you from this message this morning to remembering the sacrifice. That's our message title, Remembering the Sacrifice. Let us take a moment as we go to God in prayer. Oh, precious Lord, our wonderful, magnificent God, Lord, You are the greatest, You are the best, and You are the only one that we reach out to through our prayers, oh Lord. We thank You, Father, that You have blessed us this morning to be able to come out. You clothed us in our right minds, You gave us clothing for our bodies, and You made the way clear for us where we needed to be this morning. And I thank You, oh Lord. Thank You, Father, for this congregation which stands as a beacon in a dark world. Thank You this morning, Father, for all of those who worship in this congregation. And thank You for all of the Church of Christ all over the world, especially those who are holding up the bloodstained banner. We pray and thank You for our leaders this morning and ask that You may continue to bless them, give them the wisdom and the knowledge they need to lead us. And then, Father, we thank You for each and every member in the congregation this morning, that they may continue to be blessed along with their families as well. Father, we thank You this morning because without thanking You, we have no day today. Without Your being, Father, we are not today. We would not be today. Thank You, O Lord, for everything You do for us. Father, we pray for the parents all over who are raising their children, but especially those who are raising them in the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord. Father, we thank You this morning for those that serve our needs when we call upon them. We pray for our political leaders, Father, that they may not make any laws that would hurt or hinder our being able to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. We thank You, O Lord, that we live in a country that is we are free to serve Thee, and for this we are eternally grateful. Father, we pray for the sick this morning and the shut-in, and especially those who may have lost loved ones. We just pray for their health and their strength, that it may return and that they may continue on. Father, we thank You this morning for all You do for us, and we pray and thank You especially for the cross. The cross that Your Son hung on for us, not for Himself, but for us. Father, we thank You and we pray that this worship service may be found acceptable in Thy sight and that we may be doing things decent and in order. Thank You, Father, for everything. It's in the name of the One who went up Calvary's hill, stretched out His arms on Calvary's cross, hung, bled, and died for us, O Lord. It is in His name we ask all of these blessings and many others. Let everybody say amen. Amen. This morning, as I said, we are remembering the sacrifice. We do it on every first day of each and every week. The Bible tells us why the observance of the Lord's Supper. It tells us in 1 Corinthians, starting at about verse number 24, and also in Matthew 26, starting at verse number 26, where Jesus Himself spoke of the breaking of the bread and the cup. The Lord's Supper or the communion is a way to remember Christ and His suffering and His sacrifice on the cross. We are told further on in 1 Corinthians 11 that we are to examine ourselves to be worthy of the body and blood of Christ. Now let us for a few minutes examine this observance of the Lord's Supper. First of all, the first element is the bread. In Matthew 26, look at Matthew 26, starting at verse number 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." The bread we eat from the table is a representation of the body of Jesus, the perfect and sinless body of Christ. When Jesus was taken before Pilate in Luke chapter 23 and verse number 4, Pilate announced, "I find no fault in this man." Even the one who betrayed Jesus admitted to betraying innocent blood in Matthew chapter 27. That was Judas. The bread is broken to show us through remembrance that his body was broken. And we can look into Psalms chapter 22, which has sometimes been called the Passion Psalms, for it parallels the suffering of Jesus. In Matthew 27, in verse number 46, read what it says there. Matthew 27, in verse number 46, the Bible says, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" That's right. Thank you. The bread is broken to show us through the remembrance that Jesus' body was broken. And we can once again look at Psalms 22, and we can see which we draw upon Psalms 22 and verse number 1, where the same question is asked by the psalmist, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Now, when it comes to the portion of the worship service where we serve the Lord's table, where we remembering the Lord's table, we are remembering his sacrifice. He was mocked and he was scorned in verse 7 and 8 of Psalms 22. They did it to Jesus in Matthew 27 and 29. In Psalms 22 and verse 16, the psalmist wrote, "They pierced my hands and feet." So they pierced Jesus with the sword in John 19 and verse number 34. They nailed his hands and his feet to the cross. When we take the bread, we are to remember his suffering, his death on the cross. We are remembering also through his blood. But I want you to notice when